The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 96 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update published Tuesday, December 14. A Barrie man over 79 years old died on December 13 after contracting COVID-19. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today are as follows: Barrie, 27, 8 youth under 18 years old, 12 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 10, 4 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are outbreak-related, and the rest are still under investigation. Innisfil, 10, 2 youth under the age of 18, 4 people between 35 and 44 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related, and the rest are still under investigation. Issa, 5, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Collingwood, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related and 1 is under investigation. Clearview, 4, 3 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. All 4 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 7, 3 youth under the age of 18, 1 between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak-related and theirs are still under investigation. Bradford, 8, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 8 cases are still under investigation. Midland, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Severn, 2, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Tay, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Tiny, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Muskoka, 6, 2 in Georgian Bay, 1 in Huntsville, 2 in Muskoka Lakes, and 1 in Gravenhurst. Included in the new cases reported today are 55 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 38 fully vaccinated people. There are 861 active cases in the region. Hospitalizations include 26 people from Simcoe County and 2 from Muskoka region. 5 people are in intensive care units. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,816 cases of COVID-19 with 15,673 of those cases recovered and 282 cases ending in death. About 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Over the last 8 weeks, health unit data indicates the rate of infection for unvaccinated, vaccine-eligible population of Simcoe Muskoka is 7 times higher than for the fully vaccinated population. The hospitalization rate is 16 times higher for unvaccinated versus vaccinated. Since mid-October, there have been 67 unvaccinated individuals from Simcoe Muskoka hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the same period, there were 10 partially vaccinated and 26 fully vaccinated individuals hospitalized with COVID-19. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Huronia Centennial Elementary School, M-Vale, declared December 13, 3 cases. St. Michael the Archangel Elementary School, Barry, declared December 10, 4 cases. Chris Hadfield Public School, Bradford, declared December 9, 5 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barry, declared December 9, 4 cases. East Oro Elementary School, Hawkstone, declared December 9, 10 cases. Ardagh Bluffs Public School, Barry, declared December 8, 3 cases. Tay Shore Public School, Victoria Harbor, declared December 8, 7 cases. Algonquin Ridge Elementary School, Barry, declared December 8, 6 cases. Worsley Elementary School, Wasaga Beach, declared December 8, 7 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared December 6, 9 cases. St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared DEC 6, 10 cases. St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases. Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 15 cases. Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 3, 7 cases. Marchmont Public School, Orillia, declared December 3, 4 cases. M-Vale District High School, M-Vale, declared December 2, 5 cases. La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 7 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 3 cases. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 5 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 8 cases. Unnamed Private School, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 33 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 11 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 10 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 8 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 13 cases. Outbreaks now declared over Upter Grove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 5 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include unnamed child care facility in Simcoe County, declared December 10, 2 cases. Warrington Retirement Lodge, Stainer, declared December 10, fewer than 5 resident cases, 0 staff cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 9, 6 cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 8, 4 cases. 2 unnamed child care facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, one with 5 cases and one with 4 cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 2, 26 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 14. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 265,258 the 2nd of December 11 2,236 5 176.4% Barrie 5,776 5 340,133 the 12th of December 13 3 765,133 85.7% Bradford WG 2,441 2,340 40 the 3rd of December 13 5,592 78 85.5% Clearview 191,175 the 3rd of December 13 1,271 47 84.6% Collingwood 320,306 the 4th of December 13 1,297 N. 89.5% ISA 654623 6 the 2nd of December 13 2713 5474.7% INISFL 1565 1469 21 the 1st of December 13 3 796112.84.4% Midland 287248 6 the 1st of December 13 1 568,126.87.5% New Tecumseth 1,778-1,721 The 19th of December 13 4,199.5980.2% Aurelia 551,479.9 The 2nd of December 13 1 630,121.89.9% Oro Medant 347,302.6 The 1st of December 13 1 488,129.83.9% Penetanguishene 265,249 The 8th of December 13 2750 N A 91.1% Remara 164,155 The 1st of December 10 1569 N A 86.5% Severn 165,133 The 3rd of December 13 1 100,133.85% Springwater 451,401 The 2nd of December 13 2 104,149.91.2% Tay 167,154 The 3rd of December 13 1,489.5487.3% Tiny 176,166 The 2nd of December 13 1,311.3779.6% Wasaga Beach 415,397.5 The 1st of December 12 1,751.3486.5% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 5. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.